This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Back this past October, people in the town of Porter Ranch, about 30 miles or so from downtown Los Angeles, started smelling gas.
Like a stinky, makes you have an instant headache, want to puke smell. Some people refer to it like a skunk.
It was a methane leak from a storage well in the mountains just behind town. Since then, 3 months ago, the utility Southern California Gas has tried unsuccessfully to close a leak that's putting 1,200 tons of methane into the air every single day. All by itself, that's enough to raise the entire state's greenhouse gas emissions 25%. Porter Ranch is a tiny little bedroom community up in the San Fernando Valley. Homes run the whole range, apartment buildings to 2- and 3-bedroom ranch houses to high-end gated communities. There are a couple of strip malls in between. We pulled into one that had a Whole Foods, then a couple of restaurants, a dry cleaner, and at one end, a salon called Le Salon Complet, where Tammy Fiola was on her way to work. She's lived in Porter Ranch
10 years, and nothing's like this ever happened.
Tell me about your daily life, knowing that this is sort of in the air, literally in the air.
Well, I'm not able to open my windows or my doors. There's no such thing as fresh air. And I have to come to work every day, and our door opens and closes 100 times a day, you know, and the air is still going into the salon, and we're breathing it. So it's just, you just have to think twice, you know. You can't go out for a walk. You can't go, you know, on the weekends we try and go to another area so we can exercise or go on walks, because I don't want to be breathing this more than I have to.
Tell me about whatever symptoms you might have been having.
I've had dizziness. I got so bad right after Thanksgiving. I was putting my Christmas decorations out in front, and I was so dizzy and disorientated that I thought I was having a stroke. But at that point in my life, I didn't have medical insurance, so I didn't want to go to the doctor because I really don't have the funds to do that.
You do now, though. You have insurance now?
I do now. Yeah. So I do have an appointment to. I'm supposed to go to the doctor next week. So we'll see if any of what I'm having has to do with this lovely gas that I've been breathing for the last few months.
But you're still here.
I know I'm still here. I work here. So, I mean, it's not going to really, what good is it going to do me to relocate when I'm here 9-10 hours a day? How much difference is it going to be if I sleep someplace else?
I asked her where she got her information from SoCal Gas about what's going on.
Up in the Walmart shopping center, not far from here, they have a center you can go to. It's usually a 2-hour wait, though, to talk to someone there.
So I went looking for it. It's officially called the SoCal Gas Community Resource Center.
So this is the office she was talking about, right up here by Walmart, right? This is the center? Yeah.
It's another pretty standard strip mall. There's a mattress store and a nail salon, Walmart and Best Buy down at the other end. And at this point, by the way, I'm pretty convinced that I can smell the gas.
No, you can totally smell it. I don't know, maybe not. Maybe I'm just paranoid.
It was about 9:30 in the morning. There are already 24 people in line. The place doesn't open until 10. Carl Newton was there. He was looking for information about relocating. He would move, he says.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My eyes are swollen. So whether it's that, I don't think it's allergies. I have allergies. I know what brings that on and what happens to me. This is something new, so.
How did you know that there was a leak going on? Did you experience it first, or did you hear about it on the news?
I smelled it. Very strong. I thought there was a gas leak in the neighborhood. That's how strong it was. Then I guess it was a month later we found out it was up here. Remember when they had the oil leak in Gulf of Mexico?
Yeah.
And every day they would show you the oil pumping into the Gulf? That's what they should do here. You can't see this. That's the problem. If you could see that stuff going up 24/7, maybe there'd be more people calling Southern California Gas and telling them to do more, work faster, work harder. It's in the air. We're all breathing it. As we stand here, we're all breathing it. But where's the outrage? It's just here in Porter Ranch.
Mike Mizrahi is a spokesman for Southern California Gas. We got him on the phone.
It's very frustrating for SoCal Gas to have something like this. To have customers look at us, with a lack of trust.
The company's best guess for when the leak is going to be plugged?
Well, we are saying officially the end of February or sooner.
You can smell the leak, but you can't see it unless you've got an infrared camera. We've got an infrared video on our website. It's marketplace.org. Check it out.